is Jeff Turner.
Thank you, Chairman. I'm Councillor Jeff Turner at Sydney Town Council. I was Chairman of the Port Royal Study Reference Group during the Port Royal phase, study phase. And I, first of all, would wish to express my gratitude to the District Council for allowing us to work together in the way we did. And I think it was a very good model for future cooperation on development in the town of Sydney. We had our meeting on Monday evening to discuss the reference group, Port Royal Study report, and also the recommendations for further action at Port Royal. And there are a few points that I'd like to highlight from that meeting. It was the Town Council's interest for the Port Royal Club, which I think is commonly known as the Sailing Club, but is in fact much wider than that now, to flourish, and therefore the Town Council, District Council and Port Royal Club should work together to improve the facilities and to agree an extension to the lease period, which I think currently runs for a further 10 years or so. The District Council should be encouraged to undertake refurbishment and maintenance of the public conveniences at Port Royal, the Port Royal Club building and the lifeboat station, wherever possible to enhance those facilities. Any potential developer should be encouraged to take into consideration Sydney's historic links to the sea, its position in the World Heritage Site of the Jurassic Coast, and its maritime heritage when considering plans for the drill hole area and any development there. The marketing brief for the drill hole should be wide and flexible enough to enable a mixed-use development that would be preferable. The design should be aspirational in order to support future economic viability within the Sydney area, whilst encouraging possible heritage, community and cultural benefits. I think the Town Council are a little bit disappointed that the scoping study didn't go further, but we appreciate that the resources were very limited. But having said that, we felt that a little bit more blue skies thinking for the area might have been a good thing, even if it was only a few paragraphs at the end to propose that for the future. So we resolved, in fact, to support the recommendations that are also recommended to you by your officers tonight. But in addition to that, the Town Council will focus on improvements to and general raising of the standards to the fishermen's sheds and the fish shop area, as well as the ham. The District Council should be encouraged, we believe, to undertake refurbishment of the public conveniences, and that would include, if there is a major redevelopment of the drill hall site, possible demolition of those facilities, but replacement of them with new public lavatories somewhere within the new development. And we also believe that marketing of the drill hall should not commence until the 1st of March, and I don't believe it will do, 2018, to enable the draft of the Sid Valley neighbourhood plan to be issued in time to be taken into account. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Jeff. Tom.
I was just going to say, Mr. Chairman, you are aware that my portfolio is about to take out or start a comprehensive review of our public toilet provision, and we'll bear in mind what the Speaker just said when we do that review.
Indeed, thank you very much for that. Councillor Gardner.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have a couple of points to make, one directly from myself and one on behalf of other representatives. I'd like to say, obviously, I'm very pleased that we don't seem to be facing the block of flats that we might otherwise have had at Port Royal as a consequence of the local plan allocation. Residents are very happy about that. I think I'd like to make what I hope is a very helpful suggestion that it would be really good, transparent and helpful if the council can consider making clear to everybody a list of criteria that will be used for the selection of a purchaser and for the site, for the drill hall site, I think there's some sensible things that we can look at. I've got some ideas written down. I'm happy to email them in. But I think rather than just price, there are obviously other criteria. How well it fits with the town in a number of ways, the robustness of the business plan, how beneficial it will be to residents and visitors, and some specific ideas. I won't read them out. I can send them, if that's okay.
Yes.
Yeah? Thank you. And secondly, if I might, I have a suggestion from representatives of the neighbourhood plan team in Sidmouth that they would be willing to put together a summary of the neighbourhood plan feedback from the community that could be useful for the marketing pack that goes out for the Drill Hall site to actually help summarise the community's feelings about what they would like to see. If that would be helpful, they will be willing to do that. Thank you.
I'm really interested in this particular project because and there are an awful lot of other issues that surround this as well. I mean, I'm all for as much information input as we can get coming in. Oddly enough, and by chance, purely by chance, I had a quick conversation with Richard this afternoon. Because I asked him a question, I'll be quite frank, that if we have it valued at X, and we got in the first week a figure of X plus 15 or 20%, could we accept that? Because that's a great offer. And of course, that's my mind as a business guy saying, are we going to get better than that? No, we're not. Richard said, no. Or was it Simon who said, no, what we're going to do is we're going to do a proper full consultation, marketing exercise over a period of, we'll start it on the 1st of March. We'll get as much as we can inbound, and that way it's the right and proper way of doing it. So I'm actually with you on that, and Cathy, that I think it is actually the correct thing to do. We want the best outcome for the Drill Hall. I would just say, though, that just going back to Ed, thus far, East Devon District Council, in relocating the Army Cadet Corps, has already invested £450,000 or thereabouts, I stand to be corrected, in building their new facility. So it's not a question of it's a dead asset and it's not really worth anything to East Devon. We've actually already invested in that new facility. So I actually support the recommendations on here that it should go to marketing. I'm very happy that that exercise, the clock starts to tick on the 1st of March, simply because we have full council the night before, so it can start at midnight if you like. And
Councillor Cohen.
You've been elevated.
I think I prefer to remain as an officer. Just a couple of points I think worth pointing out, and it goes to what Jeff Turner was saying as well, which is the relationship with the town councillors. I should also express our thanks to a number of the leading key community groups in the town as well, who participated in the wider reference group. And we had a core group made up of officers and also councillors of both authorities, which has been very helpful. Moving forward, I think we can say with certainty that what we would like to do in terms of both the selection of the initial marketing expertise we use and the ultimate selection of the best bids, we would like decision making. In relation to the criteria selection, we never entirely concentrate on the money, and it's always about a mix of criteria. Happy to see what you've got to say and happy to publish what we're doing, because of course actually that will be a published document which will go out to any number of organisations who might be able to provide that marketing expertise for us. One other point to make out is also that the duration of the marketing period, we've identified this as 6 months, which is double the norm. We can make sure that any opportunities, commercial or non-commercial, have an opportunity to come forward. And also, specifically in relation to the lifeboat station and the sailing club and the other users of that, what this enables us to do, and again Jeff alluded to that, is to start that conversation about their longer term security and what they plan for their futures as well. So it isn't just about what we plan for them, it's also about hearing from them what they want to be doing for themselves as well. So,
thank you, Richard. So I think, despite what comments earlier on,
thank you, Chairman. Just a couple of points. I did worry when Councillor Twiss mentioned taking a large offer within sort of a short period of time. No. 6 months is there for a very clear, specific reason. Yeah, yeah. clear, specific reason to allow projects, ideas, offers to come forward, and especially from the community groups. That's certainly going to be very welcome. As a member, as I say, of the reference group and that core group of councillors, I've got to say, not for myself, but for the other councillors, I think that it was very clear in the way that we very strongly interrogated the consultants' reports. And I am surprised, to be honest, that the first things that they really should have said is that what amazing news it was, and that it's exactly what they'd hoped for. And I even thought, I mean, obviously, it would have been strange to expect it, but some sort of congratulation, because I well remember sitting here when it was again Councillor Twiss who suggested myself and Councillor Dyson as the members for the district on that group. There was some rather loud thing. I think we did a damn good job, and I'm surprised you didn't mention that. But yes, thank you. But in conclusion, yeah, good report. This is.